James 4:4 says, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore is a friend of the world is the enemy of God." So if you're a worldly Christian, is God your friend or is he your enemy? What do we believe at this church? That worldliness is wickedness.
Amen.
And that you shouldn't pattern yourself and your life after this world. That you should not be a friend of the world. So your worldly friends, should you be hanging out with them? No. That's why God says you assemble here. This is where we assemble. These should be your friends. These should be your family. The people in this church. And obviously we do have family, and I'm not saying to totally desert them, but eventually they're going to probably desert you as long as you are in this cult. I'm just kidding. This cult so-called. You know, God is very strict. He said if you look back, if you have put your hand to the plow and you're looking back, you're not worthy of him. So are you worthy of him, or are you looking back trying to find your friends on Facebook from 15 years ago? Now, some of you guys aren't even old enough to look back 15 years, but sometimes I forget how old I am. But anyway, I'm just saying, you know, leave that stuff behind you and look forward to the things of God, and that's who you should be serving. That's your master now. Your master is Christ, and that's the one you should be serving.